So in order to get into the mind of the characters that I play throughout these adventures, I usually try to like work them into sort of, you know, like general scenarios and see how they would react and stuff like that. And so because you guys fought a lot of stone giants, I got into the mind of a stone giant. And I came up with a character I want you all to meet.
God.
Swear to God. No.
If his name is Jake Arino, no. His name is Jake Arino, the stone giant.
What's really funny is that his name is Daryl the Stone Giant. If you don't know, Daryl's my first name. I don't know why, but it was really funny to have a stone giant named Daryl. He's a stand-up comedian.
Oh, jeez.
And I got a bit for him. I got a bit. Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
So imagine stone giants having there's a stage and they, you know, he's one of the few stone giant comedians out there.
You guys here for terror?
So he comes out and, you know, the crowd's clapping. Oh, clapping, you know. And then he goes out and he goes, hey, thanks for coming out tonight. Well, good crowd. Yeah. So what's the deal with small folk? Huh? Must think to be so weak and puny.
Yeah, <we're, laughs>
like, sure, dude. Just die. Anyway, that's all for me tonight. I'll see you guys all
down with the small. Come on.
He really is the Seinfeld of our time.
Hail Minderhall sounds like a great metal band.
And next up, Hail Minderhall.
There's a dwarf metal band, isn't there? There's like a
Windrose, I believe.
Diggy Diggy Hole Guys.
Yeah, Windrose.
Yeah, it's Windrose.
Yeah, that's cool.
Is it Windrose?
Yeah, Windrose. I believe it's Windrose. They're the dwarf metal band.
Yep. Yeah, they have a few songs here.
They did do Diggy Dig a Hole.
Yep.
The cover, because apparently that came from Minecraft or something. I had no idea.
Oh, I don't know.
But they also did a Deep Rock Galactic song as well.
Yes. Yeah, they have four songs here that I just pulled up. Drunken Dwarfs, To Be a Dwarf, of course, Diggy Diggy Hole, and the one called Mine, 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 which I assume is the Deep Rock Galactic one.
No. Rock Galactic one is just Deep Rock Galactic, actually.
Oh, okay. Windrose Rock and Stone, actually.
It's probably
that makes sense. Yeah, Rock and Stone.
Yeah, I'm just rocking that. It's been a while.
But but you're right though, in that, you know, we have a dwarf metal band. Let's get a giant metal band. Like, there's a whole you know market there for metalheads.
A lot of anger towards the small folk.
Exactly.
A lot of content there.
I mean, fuck them. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but
I was
wondering
if you squish them, but
if they're
musicians, let's be real.
Oh, I was like, if they're a real metal band, they're going to be railing against the powers that be. So honestly, they're going to want to topple Minderhall.
Well, I mean, like in the case of most type of bands that exist, they could probably be the like, oh yeah, we're metal, blah blah blah, and then they just a full, you know, Minderhall people and stuff like that. And
what is start. It? Metal Minderhall music is the small folk version of Bible songs.
Except it gets
welcome
more
to the Church of Minderhall.
It's interesting. There's that rocks you get thrown. What do you think? Like, let's segue into this. What do you think worship music would be for the different faiths in Galarian?
Desnan is harp. It's harp music. It has to be harp music.
Yeah.
Oh, it's either harp or pan flute. Ooh. Or something like that, because I'm pretty sure that's what it was in Wrath of the Righteous.
I was about to go there.
Yeah, Wrath of the Righteous had Desna, like, anything is just, like, very melodic.
Yeah, it feels like a small harp. Yeah.
It's got a trowel.
Not a
hand harp.
Yeah, a hand harp, but they also use pan flutes and stuff in that. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I was planning on doing when I started that game. But I Jake was like mystified when there's a part in that game where they go, you hear harps and pan flutes calling you away from your current location, and I'm like, all right, and then you have a vision of the realm where the Azadas are from. Elysium, is that what it was?
Yeah. You just go there, and then like the one guy's just like, wait, you saw it? Why didn't you join them?
Right,
like, oh, man.
Like I have a job to do here.
Abadar is a super easy one.
Elevator music.
No.
Huey Lewis in the News.
Scott?
No.
Hip to be not squared.
Scott. No, he's not hip enough to be Scott. His music is, have you seen those, it's like two guys, and they have like a wall of like different shaped barcodes, and they just use barcode scanners to create music.
Oh my god,
of course you
I
would
know
pick
exactly.
This weird avant-garde art installation as your god's thing.
He's right, though.
He is, right.
I mean... See, there was what was it, back in the day when I played a war priest of Gorum, that was fun just because when they were like, and what's like the music of Gorum, and it was just like smashing swords against shields to make, like, that was their chorus or something.
Oh my
I was
God.
Like, it that makes sense.
You remember Stomp when they would make music with trash can lids and brooms and stuff?
It was super
Except
cool.
It's all sword and shields.
Yeah, it's just that.
Norgorber's music would just be Radiohead. Because every couple months, you just backstab your listeners and change your entire style and not sound anything like you used to. Just because you fucking felt different today.
Gazray is sea shanties.
Oh my god.
Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, easy one, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love a good sea shanty?
Yeah. Just Ale Storm. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. What would I am a day?
Metal.
Gregorian chant.
Gregorian chant.
Simply, just in, like, the class just writes Sabaton, and that's it.
Yeah, Sabaton.
That makes sense.
For the grace and the might of our Lord.
I guess Milani would be punk.
I would say more kind of gothic as well. Like, you're blending into that, because I would say punk... But I just don't see Milani
it'd
as
be
like
real punk. It wouldn't punk, be like pop punk. It'd be like
no.
It'd be like '90s, like '90s
yeah,
punk,
yeah, '90s yeah, grunge yeah, punk. Yeah, that sort of era, yeah. The black
Kuthon,
leather jackets and spikes,
right. Zahn Kuthon is definitely goth.
Well, that would be more emo though.
Oh,
because emo is more self harm.
Right.
Well, goth hate everybody. So
Police Trio, whatever Megan Thee Stallion does. The Italian? I don't know what I mean.
Alright, which god would be pop music?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That'd be Shaylin?
Shaylin?
Shaylin would be the pop star?
But Shaylin's like beauty, right? I would think like classical music.
Well, okay, Shaylin is about, there's art in everything, so yeah. I feel like Shaylin is the one that kind of has a free pass on every kind, because art is in everything, so Shaylin sees the beauty in it all.
It's very nice nothing like, answer, Jake.
It's true!
Big nothing burger.
Don't cut your balls in that fence you're sitting on.
what about Nephthys? What's Nephthys got?
Which one's Nephthys?
He's the god of the magic, the magic. Half light, half dark face.
He knows
like
everything.
Freeform jazz.
isn't he like madness too, or something?
Yeah, like, it'd have to be music that's magic. Like bipolar or something.
Freeform jazz. Yeah.
We've already discussed
prog rock.
Prog rock.
Like especially King Crimson.
If it is Freeform Jazz, I no longer like Nephthys.
Yeah.
Just don't care.
I think prog rock works, because it'll be, like, fast and heavy, and then it'll just go into, like, some, like, 6-minute, like, slow guitar solo, and then it'll go back to the heavy shit.
You're like, what was this? Like, a 4-minute drum solo? Yeah, all right.
Yeah sure.
It'll last forever. It's fucking fresh.
You have all the metalheads standing in the back going, what a sellout, man.
Remember when his music was good?
Yeah. Hey, fuck you.
We killed all the pretenders.
Let's see, we got, was it Asmodeus?
Oh, man.
Metalheads.
I mean, definitely.
Yeah, like Slayer, Pantera, yeah. Like that kind of stuff.
The problem is he's lawful evil, though, because he's kind of like all contracts. So I feel like it would just be more like you go into his office and it's just nothing but Gregorian chants, like demonic wise. And you're just like, I just like the vibe.
Yeah, metal might be, shit. Washu? No.
No, I would say metal would be actually thinking more just Gorum, Yeah. Just because God of War. I mean,
well, who's
straight up.
Who's the mother of all monsters?
Lamastu,
yeah.
She's a, what's it called? Hyperpop? Hyperpop.
Okay.
Hyperpop is just, it's chaos. Have you listened to Hyperpop?
I've not, but I'm interested.
Oh my gosh.
I thought you made it up right there.
I had a big Hyperpop phase. Hyperpop. Like,
is that like Maximum the Hormone?
Oh, wow, that brought me back, Kel. Thank you.
That's a band.
That's a band.
I don't think I've heard of them.
Tim, go listen to them after this episode, Tim, and I want you,
you would
to...
probably like them.
You would.
Okay.
You would. Don't read lyrics or whatever, but...
Put it in the chat. What? Put it in the chat.
I barely, like, blipped for me. What band are you talking about?
Maximum the Hormone.
Yeah.
They're wild.
Dissect the name a bit. But yeah, they're fun. I was the fun fact: Phirasma is the pop star. You just don't expect it. well, things are popping off here on the Dragon Punch Squad with you guys defeating a lich last episode. So after resting, gathering yourselves up, you guys started to go back in. You saw that it looks like they're sort of redistributing some things after Adrucian is gone, and now the giants are gone. It looks like maybe just a Scarlet Triad is here. You saw one of the poisoners that was actually like tending to the slaves for like a second before she went back to her post. But you guys are coming up. You guys are coming down the hallway, and I said that you saw some light at the curve here on the north to east bend. Before we actually get into what you guys are doing, is there anything you guys want to do beforehand? I want to make sure that you guys have what you guys are doing down, if you prepared anything or whatever.
I'm detecting magic as we go.
Okay,
so there's that.
Okay.
I kind of had an idea, but I wasn't sure if you were going to. But because the thing is, I don't know exactly where this is exiting out. But I want to use Vamir as a way to lift myself up there. But at the same time, I have no idea.
If you follow the hallway, it does come out to a room. So you can tell it. You can tell it starts to ascend as you guys are going through. You want to have Vamir take you somewhere or what?
Well, that's the thing I was thinking of, but at the same time, since we're all heading up the same way, like, he would be on the outside, kind of, like, circling and stuff, but at this point, just because it would take too long for him to go anywhere through these tunnels. He'll just be stealthing, behind the meat shields, basically.
Okay. All right, and give me a marching order. I will place you. I'll place you guys in the hallway, but you're not there yet. So give me a marching order as you start coming up. It is barely 10 feet wide in some spots, but it is mostly a 5 foot wide hallway.
I'm sorry, so. I'm lost. What are we approaching again? We're approaching open air.
Yeah. No. Not open air. It's another room.
Another room.
So
do we hear anything?
You hear people talking. You hear people, sounds like they're working. You hear, like, glass and, like, liquids. You can sort of hear some, like, some fine work. Sort of sounds of people working on things coming down the hallway.
Elk, would you like to take a look first?
Yes, of course.
All right, I take out the Wand of Invisibility.
Boop.
Give you a little invisibility.
Alrighty.
All right. How far back are you guys from this?
So is there like a corner to go around?
Yeah. So it comes. It goes about north northeast the most of the way, and then eventually it just cuts east, and then immediately goes into a room.
I guess we'll kite the wall. To the champs first, then me. We'll kind of get around until right before the room opens up, and then let Elk go take a look.
All right. So you guys are walking up, and it goes to about Let me do a measurement here. So the hallway itself appears to... So it, when it cuts east, it's about a 30, 35-foot hallway, and then opens up into a room. In this room, I'll read you the room here from the distance that you're at. This natural stone chamber is outfitted as an alchemical lab, with several tables holding an array of powders, burners, and open bags of herbs. An empty iron cage hangs from the northwest ceiling. Exits lead out of this room from each direction. So you can see the hallway that's behind it going all the way east. And you would know that there's a entrance on the south side, which goes directly out into the quarry. And then you can see the edge of a hallway that goes north, just kind of the angle that you're at. But you can't see beyond. You can't see beyond any of those things from your angle. In the room, however, there are 5 poisoners and an alchemical golem.
Ah, fuck.
Ooh. That guy.
Oh, these guys.
We faced a couple of those before.
Yep.
So...
We faced 2 of them, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. And we seemingly never found the alchemist who would have made them, right?
Right.
Yeah, I don't think that you guys did.
We never found an alchemist-like person. We found the blue dudes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the wizard who summoned the blue dudes, but we didn't find any sort of alchemist.
Yeah. Mm.
Cool. And from what it is, you said 5 poisoners?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, they aren't the tankiest things. Thankfully.
No, but they're dangerous.
Yeah, of course they're dangerous, but I mean, same time.
Yeah, remember Grimshaw had that pamphlet on alchemical golems?
Oh, right.
With
vicious needlers in you, is that what it was?
Yeah. Oh, so is this different? Alchemical golem is different than vicious
needlers? No, alchemical golem is the previous name. No, these are called noxious needler, sorry.
Noxious needler, right.
Noxious needlers, yes.
Yeah. And did we learn that, like, bludgeoning is the best way to go with them?
You would have learned that. So you would remember that they had physical resistances except adamantine.
Right, John.
And bludgeoning.
Right.
Yeah, so, okay. That's a good answer. And anything else? Because, I mean, I was stealthing in there.
When you walk up, you don't see anything else. If you kind of step up and sort of like look around, you just see them working diligently. You don't see anything else from your point of view.
Okay. So, all right. And the exits, you said there was like exits all over the place.
You can see that there's an angle to, actually, let me go ahead and bring you guys over so that you guys can actually like see.
Yeah, because I'm just more concerned. It's like, okay, we get in there, and then they start calling for help, and then...
Yeah. Well, then we have an even juicier chain lightning.
That is very true.
Yep. So you guys aren't able. So you guys aren't necessarily in that spot. Just imagine you're like just to the left of that. But from your angle, you can see the So you can see the room to the north, the room to the east, and you would know that there's a entrance to the south that goes out to the quarry, because you guys saw it from the outside. But whenever you guys are ready, you can go ahead and put yourselves in position, and then we will get into it.
Yeah, well, like, that's why you said it relays back. It's like, I want all those noxious needles, so...
That's mine.
Legend. Let's get our hammers ready.
Benson just holds his sword out and shifts into a warhammer.
Adamantine warhammer.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking badass. Heavy as
shit. It's so heavy.
Well, it's not a two-handed warhammer.
Elk gets out the bam-bam stick.
Nice.
Well, actually, I mean, from where we are right now, like, I can't see any of the poisoners.
So. Oh, yeah, let me reveal them to you. There they are.
Okay. Yeah, he will start first with a bow, but
okay,
of course. smash.
Just
all right. So align yourselves in that line, kind of where Grimshaw and Elkwood are, and just kind of stay in a line right there.
So Benson, I guess, Benson and Grimshaw.
Yep.
Yep. So if you want to move back a step,
also
Elkwood.
Yeah, and west. I will say also before combat, hunting prey on this poisoner.
Oh yeah, because you can hunt and then kind of take off. Yeah.
Yep.
Trying to think if I want to do any buffing.
So where Benson is that squeezing?
That's why I was telling you guys to stay in a line.
All right.
So that way, yeah. So in the line right here, in where Grimshaw and Elkwood are. They
so
did the fusion
like this.
That's fine. And then give Kelly, you can go right there.
Grimshaw was his cousin.
All right, well, Kezra, you're below Elkwood on the map, but you're 5 feet behind him. It's just that I can't fit that from the from the angle. But okay, all right. Tell me what you guys are doing as you go to walk up.
Shield raised.
Shield raised. Benson, I imagine the same.
Yep.
Okay. All right. As you begin walking up,
ching 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 ching.
Benson.
Mm-hmm.
You begin walking up, shield raised, when all of a sudden you step on something.
I completely forgot about that. Wait.
What?
Hold on. Sorry. Because, well, like, that's the thing. When I'm stealthing up ahead, I automatically check for, where was it?
Ranger powers!
Yeah, because Rangers, because it's something about checking vigilant senses. Increases the master perception as master. Because I could have sworn there was something that says, like, I'm always checking for different senses or traps. I'm just trying to...
That's a good thing to remember before I might have a trap.
Oh, okay, whatever.
But, okay, 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 okay. But here's the thing when you have master and perception. Okay, when you're oblivious to the world, right? You have a passive perception. I'm pretty sure. You get a free check as long as like your skill level is like it's either at the same or above whatever the trap is. Because I remember I was like running a trap and I was like and I checked beforehand, like, oh, is anyone expert in perception? And no one was, so no one got a free check on the trap to notice it.
Yeah. The only reason I'm kind of like arguing about that is just because, again, master of perception, and then it's like, oh, there's a trap, apparently. But I'm like, I was moving up and got close enough to see them, so why didn't, you know, that?
Oh, yeah, searching for traps.
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right,
it's you have to specifically say you're searching for traps, and you can't detect a trap you don't have the minimum proficiency for. So if it was a legendary trap and you were searching for it, Elkwood, you wouldn't be able to find it.
Oh,
since
yeah,
you're a master in perception, and if you were searching for a trap, you could find it. That's
well,
at least
I
my
will.
Brief
I'll settle this right now. Everybody, please make me reflex saves.
Wait, Kelly, did you say you're detecting magic?
Yes.
If it's a magic trap, Kelly would have detected
it. It's not.
It.
Tim, I gotta give you a credit. You're really trying.
I'm trying, because traps
so
are
hard.
Nasty. And it's a reflex. Is it area
yep.
of effect?
Yes, it is.
All right, that's good.
It's interesting, because I thought about that, and I'm like, this would be weird if... So here's what happens. Benson steps on something, and you feel one of the stones under your foot kind of collapse, and you hear a glass break. And all of a sudden, acidic gas just pours out and fills the hallway. filling up the hallway entirely.
And that's a reflex save?
It is. Let me see.
Please be fortitude.
I feel like that's more of a fortitude.
Yeah, it's a reflex save.
Yep. I rolled a 17 on this, and I don't think it's going to matter.
So it is a basic reflex save, so I will go down the hallway. Benson, what'd you get?
A 34.
34.
Hold on. You have the armor.
Yeah,
it's an area of effect.
I added in.
Okay.
All right. This is a success, actually.
Hey.
You'll take half. Grimshaw, you were next.
31.
31. Fail.
Ah.
And then who was after that? Was that Elkwood?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. And what'd you get?
35.
35. Success. And then Kezra.
I, too, rolled a 17 for a 36.
Success. So you guys will be taking half of this damage.
135.
This is going to be 54 points of acid damage.
Okay.
And so halves is 27?
Correct.
Okay. And then none for old Elkielk.
Yep. Must feel good. Hi, Mark.
It kind of does, except, you know, it could have been like Jake going, roll save.
I imagine it's like the acid spray from the statue of Anubis in The Mummy.
It's like burns the shit out of us.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, I should watch that movie again. That was a good movie.
I watched it for the first time. Rebecca had never seen it before. We watched it like 2 weeks ago. She had never seen The Mummy.
Was that the first time you saw it?
Oh God, no! It's like one of my favorite movies.
Oh, okay.
Brendan Fraser.
Fraser, perfect.
Yeah, we actually just recently watched Thor, the first movie, the original one, came out 2004, 2005 or something like that. That still holds up. It's still a pretty solid.
It was 2010. It wasn't that far back.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I was just thinking, Kelly could have pissed so many people off. You're like, man, I love that movie. Tom Cruise was perfect.
I never saw that one.
No, I don't think anyone I know has seen that.
You probably don't have to. All right, I would like everybody to roll initiative now. As you have alerted your bats.
What, our screams?
Also, the gas filling up the hallway was the trap they laid for you.
Oh, so that means they get affected too, because you said it fills up everything.
I said it fills up the hallway.
Yeah, specifically.
Yeah, the trap that would burn them in their own room.
I mean,
we'll put it here. It won't hurt us. We put it. We laid
walk
it there.
In, they have World War II style gas masks. Like, what the fuck?
Probably an idol.
Going down the list here of Sir Benson Black.
28. Unless you want to roll with intimidation.
The screams of your skin falling off?
I was like, this doesn't hurt me!
spa day! Grimshaw, what'd you get?
I tried to destabilize my timeline because I was trusting in our dice sponsor, Black Oak Workshop.
Uh-huh.
Where the treasure is dice. Where dice are treasure. Sorry.
Yep.
Where dice are treasure. But there is no treasure to be found on a 94. So that is an automatic natural one for my roll. I got an 18. So once again, there is a 25% chance I still go before Kezra.
I love that you gave yourself a magical item that relies on you doing well. Or rolling well.
It's not a magical item. It's a feat.
Yeah, it's a feat. Yeah, a whole feat.
Sorry, I did say I was rolling stealth.
Our bastard.
38.
It's 38 for old Elkie.
38.
Yes.
Ooh.
15 on die.
My gosh.
And Kezra, what'd you get?
25.
Aww.
I rolled a meager 9.
Eat shit, Tim.
I'll beat you.
But you don't need to go faster than the bear. You just need to go faster than your friends. Who are also being chased by the bear.
Exactly.
Everyone can move faster than me.
All right. Going first, it is, in fact, Elkwood Grimm.
Yay!
As we do. So, still hunted prey on that one. Right there.
Let me see something real quick. Because I had... it is... So here's the thing about this. This fills the hallway, and it continues... So it continues to conceal. So you're not... So you can't...
I can still see... Like, you can still see her before.
Yeah.
So, and plus with Hunter's aim, that gets rid of the concealment.
Right, okay.
So...
Alright, so you're aiming... which one are you aiming at?
The one I'm hunted prey on, which is this one.
That one. One the right
closest one.
The closest one.
You got it.
Please. I was like, whatever. I've shot through fog before, alright?
Right.
This harkens back to whatever that was in Milwaukee.
Those
damn frog creatures. Oh. I'm just like, oh, I see the shapes. Good enough.
That's all I need.
Yeah, so two action for this.
Okay.
That it. God damn it. That is a 40 hit.
Whoa.
Okay. Woo. Believe it or not, that's a crit.
Beautiful. We're starting strong, baby. Like, I felt good after that lich dying. And great. Critical damage.
See if you kill her outright or not.
No, not at all. 49 points of damage. There's a lot of ones.
Oh.
But the cool thing is, she's on fire.
Yes.
And two things close will take 6 points of electric damage. So this thing.
All right. And let me put persistent damage on her. 1d10. Dude, cat? The cat is trying to get up on my lap right now, and I'm trying to put damage in. Stop.
And quick question for us. The Noxious Kneeler, were they immune to electric and all that crap?
No, because it's not magic. It's elemental, remember? We had a whole big discussion.
So they are...
It's pretty much...
No,
like
they're not immune to anything like that. I'll tell you, they're immune to acid.
Oh, okay. That's
so fine. As long as you don't have acid, you're fine.
Then I guess because I don't fully see the one down here, the 6 damage also will go to Noxious Needler.
Bounce to the two, to the Noxious Needler, and then the other Scarlet Tribe Poisoner up there. Okay.
That was one action. One action, that means I can't do the Hunter's Aim anymore, which means that the concealment will come back, so I would have to roll first for that.
Okay.
Plus 5? Do I have to beat a 5 or something?
For the concealment? It's just a DC 5.
7 on die. So plus 17 to hit here. 30 to hit.
30 as a hit?
Okay. Yes. No Hunter's Edge on this one. 15 points of damage.
Okay.
So, out of nowhere, 2 arrows. Sniper.
Do you hear her go,
I'm on fire.
This is the second one hits her. Okay. Next up is the Noxious Needler.
Oh man, so fast.
Yep, the Noxious Needler is going to stand in the center of the hallway.
Milfair, that's our strat.
Grab a bomb from its repertoire and throw it at you. So it's going to hit. What's going to throw it at? Let's see. Don't think that it. Generate bomb, let's see. Okay, so it does do the splash damage. Okay, alright, I just wanted to make sure. So, in which case, it's going to throw at a Grimshaw.
Who, me?
Me? You!
Could you roll concealment first, please?
I did. And bomb! That is a 36 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay. Oh, you had your shield up too, didn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Not good that did, man.
All right, so this is going to be 18 points of fire damage.
Oh, really? All of that goes through.
And 3 persistent fire damage.
0 persistent fire damage.
And 3 fire splash damage.
Zero
that
splash.
Goes through.
Yeah, Elkwood's wearing a ring. I got fire resistance 5 to all fire damage.
Yep.
Vincent
yep.
Black, do you have any fire resistance you got up your sleeve?
I haven't used my amulet yet.
Oh, right, the amulet.
Yep.
How much splash was it?
Three.
With that.
Yeah. And then it'll make a second bomb and throw it at you again.
Come on, man.
Concealment hey, again. Cool, man. Cool missed.
Yay!
Missed on the concealment, so bomb just explodes near you guys.
I mean, compared to the Lich, I mean, right now I'm like, this is a little bit better.
This is fine. All right, the poisoner that is on fire, she is going to take a glass of water off of the table there and throw it on herself.
Can we say it was gasoline?
It's not battery acid.
Oh no, that was my noxious. Few.
I finally made a new fuel. We call diesel.
So that'd be one action, or is it just
it's one action?
I think it's one action to pick it up, one action to douse, and maybe one action to contemplate their life.
Maybe.
I mean, I would actually argue with that though. One action to grab, and one action to interact with.
That's true, because I think that it.
Because you would have held us over the coals for that.
Yeah, she didn't have it. You're right, I would. She didn't have it in her hand, so I will give you that one. So she grabs it, douses it, and then she will take a shot at Benson with a crossbow.
That bitch.
So passed on the concealment, and then with the crossbow, 40 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit, surprisingly enough.
So, it's going to be 18 points of piercing.
Ouch. So that'll be 16 points of piercing.
And please make me a fortitude save.
Golly gee, I'm not good at this.
Poisoned.
I rolled a natural my 18. There's no way I failed that.
You're fine. You rip it out of your arm, and you can see that there's some dust on the end of it. So you know that it looks like they have pre-poisoned a lot of their.
Careful, everybody!
We didn't resolve John's or Benson's disease at the start of this day.
Make me that 4-2 save right now.
Ah, and he can get a plus two, whatever because of the anti-plague.
Oh yes.
Is it a plus 2 kill or was it a plus 4?
It was a plus.
I think it was plus 4.
Yeah, it was a strong.
I think plus it was. I think it was
plus 2.
Okay, all right.
No, I had that like greater antidote that gave me plus 4 against.
That's right.
So, okay.
This is
that is an anti-plague.
This is lesser anti-plague.
36.
36. Yeah, you're
Yay.
Fine. You have recovered from it.
Imagine this campaign with a party that not only doesn't have great fortitude saves, but also doesn't roll like above 15 every time.
Yeah.
Like, we failed like one fortitude save out of our last like 40.
Excuse me, right, I rolled a 13 on that roll. I'll let you know.
Yeah, so his let me go to, oh wait, no, that was the bears, that's what it was.
Right.
Benson rips the bolts out, looks at it, sees the powder, and he says, "Be careful, everyone! The poisoners are using poison!"
What? The strategy's evolving.
You crushed that 42 save on the gas fever, so you're fine. Alright. I rolled the assisted recovery. I fail. Oh no, I succeeded because she doused herself. She only gets the 1d10. So go ahead and roll that for me, Mark.
8.
Wow.
Not bad. All right, I will take that off of her, and then it comes to Sir Benson.
Well, Benson is going to do the one thing he can do and just run up and start swinging at this thing.
Yeah.
He is using an adamantine hammer. As opposed to the... Oh, fuck you. Natural one.
Hero point.
Wow.
Hero point.
Wow. Yeah, I'll use hero point. I haven't spent.
Yes!
You have like 3 of them.
Yes!
Come on.
Tim, 15 plus 22.
37.
37. That's a hit, definitely.
Whoa.
Oh, what was the thing when he crit them? Don't these things explode or something?
Something like
that. That is correct.
Yeah, well... I'm a big boy. I can handle it. 12 points of bludgeoning damage. Not great rolls.
Okay.
Oh, second roll. Sorry. I forgot I had two attacks.
Oh.
31.
That's
damn,
it.
I did not think that was going to be a hit.
Yeah. These things are big and lanky, but they're slow. So because they're
7 and a 6 on a 2d8 for 19 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, 19 nice. Points of bludgeoning. Okay.
That's my turn.
All right. Poisoner number 2. So she is down here. She's going to walk 10 feet to get in line, and then she's going to take a shot at you, Benson. Crossbow strike. Swick. 37 to hit.
That'll hit. They're like, get him, he's ratting out our ruse that we use poisons.
14 points of piercing.
Ouch, and make the save.
And make the fortitude save.
Yeah, I crushed it.
Okay. Alrighty.
You said 14 points of piercing?
Yes.
Alrighty.
And then she will use her last action to reload. Remember the crossbows, so you guys get that. Kezra, your turn.
I mean, back into a corner here. Chain lightning.
Yeah.
All yep. right.
I can't really do the much dick more.
I mean, that's plenty if you ask me.
Yep, I would say so.
All you right, could also drop a fireball. Oh, wait, no, you changed your staff up.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay, can you only wield one of those at once?
You can only attune one staff at a time.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not as scared.
Is there a feat to dual wield staves?
I was about to say you can't dual wield staves. That'd be cool shit.
I wonder if maybe a Magus could. I know you can
I would have spell staff slots Magus. With these goddamn
maybe
staves.
They can do crazy shit with their staves.
Yeah. Okay. So Ben, you can make your first reflex save.
Reflex save.
No, I'm
best. Oh, yeah. wait, what?
All right, so the first one... wait, you hit the alchemical golem first?
No. Kelly wouldn't hit the alchemical golem because he can't hit it because it has anti-golem magic. He would hit all the poisoners, obviously.
Yep. You son of a bitch.
You tried there, Jake. That was a respectful try.
Hey, Tim, let Kelly play his character, okay?
You know, it's so funny because I had this speech. This is like the pre-app, you know, prepare, like, make sure we don't talk over each other, make sure we enunciate. And I was like, you know what, guys? I had this really bad habit of, like, playing other characters. I'm like, I'm really going to start working on that in 2025. Off to a great start.
He hasn't started.
From us respectfully, I don't give a shit.
It's a lot of damage.
Oh, God. Okay, first one got a 34.
Success.
Okay. Second one... are you going in any order specifically? Because they're not... I mean...
This one, then this one, this one.
Okay, so that one first. Okay.
So I'm zigging and zagging right, around the room.
All right. So you're going. All right. I see. All right. First one got a 34. Second one, 31.
Success.
Next one, 35.
Success.
Next one, natural 20.
Okay. I knew it. It's just only a matter of time.
There's three saves. So half damage on all those. You rolled pretty good though.
You take 30 damage.
Wow, that was
that
a good
could have been
roll.
60.
No. They take 33 damage.
33. Ooh. Okay. All right.
It's okay. Next turn, it'll be all fails.
Not using all right. Chain lightning in this combat. Piss me off to use that one.
You don't have to be an ass about it, Kelly.
With my last action. I will. I will.
Kezra coughs.
I'll take out
a wand.
Oh.
He's got a wand.
Please.
He's got a wand.
I am like... Grimshaw is praying that it is a certain wand. Because we have not seen a certain wand in a long time. And
I
the audience water. Wants it.
I do want the Rod of Wonder to be used again. Only because we've rolled it twice, I think.
Yeah, not that often.
I can't even remember what the effects that happened.
Like, honestly, at this point, you just need to give it to Grimshaw because I have Trick Magic item now.
After Kezra's turn, it comes to Poisoner number 3. She's going to take a step over here and look down at everybody. And can she see Kezra? She can. She's going to shoot Kezra.
I am behind Grimshaw and Elkwood.
And
also
and
a Golem.
Yeah.
I mean, Needler.
Mister? Well, I need a roll 5 check anyway. Passed. Alright, so you get your hard cover.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah, why?
Okay, I was just checking. Cause greater cover is +4.
Yeah, I know.
Alright, just check.
I think Kezra pissed her the fuck off by electrocuting her. With a fucking thunderbolt.
Put Pikachu in that biz.
I like to think that's what chain lightning is. You just ball Pikachu up and throw him in the room.
That's a miss.
Yay!
Number 4 is the one way in the back. She's going to take a step there and try to do the same thing.
I'm seeing some great line opportunities here.
Benson can take it.
Yeah, he can.
Flat check is passed. Crossbow on Kezra. 34 to hit?
Yep.
Okay.
Even with your massive cover?
Yep.
Wow.
20 points of damage.
Look at that massive cover.
Look at that massive cover. And then make me a fortitude save.
Ah.
35. Roll to 15.
That is a success. Woo-hoo. You were fine. Okay. After that, it comes to Scarlet Tramp Poisoner 5, who that's the one that she doesn't have to move. Flat check. One. So she doesn't get that. Flat check again. One again!
Wow.
Amazing.
All these ones that could have been crit fumbles.
Yeah. I know. a 5 on the last one, but this is obviously like a very, very terrible attack here.
Are these crossbows or bobos?
Crossbows. Natural 20, though.
How are they reloading these crossbows so fast?
Oh.
You get a point. You get a point.
Yay!
Get rid of
that 20 did
fumble.
Happen.
I'll just stash that in the back for her next turn.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. John can do it, but I can't.
Wait, I don't think John ever did that, did he?
Wait, what?
No.
Stash no. 20? Okay.
Oh,
okay.
No, it actually did happen because I teleported over that Drake and I rolled because I assumed Jake was telling me to roll an attack. But the way he phrased it, it sounded like he said roll and we're done. And I was like, no! Fuck you, Jake! We're opening the episode with it!
No, I was also talking about John rolling for concealment, concealment,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
rolling
yeah.
the 20.
Yeah,
that's what I meant. Grimshaw, though, it is your turn.
Ah, okay. Grimshaw's got a fun little turn plan. So we're in this hallway, there's really nowhere to go, but he's going to cozy up to his friend Benson in order to provide him with some light from Milani in case he needs some damage reduction. And then he's going to use his last two actions. This just feels like a bad idea. To void warp on the poisoner behind the noxious needler. So I am going to need a fortitudinous save.
From who?
The poisoner that's directly to the right of the noxious needler.
Okay.
Yep.
Fortitude save on her.
Uh-huh.
34.
So basic success. So let me get some damage.
She basic.
Basic.
She's also the least basic woman you've ever seen.
Bald women do something to me, man.
So 9 points of void damage.
All right.
It's some.
Yeah, it's something.
Good.
Factually, it is something.
It is, in fact, something.
Something.
Okay. At the top of the round, we are going back all the way up to Elkwood Grimm.
That's the thing. So that one's still alive, right?
Yep.
Hunted prey one.
Yes, he is still alive.
Okay.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Oh man, Jake, don't say that, because that means I was like a couple better rolls away from killing her. I was
mostly saying that to Elkwood because he crit her.
Oh yeah.
Elkwood crits, so things don't last too long.
Yeah, so he's going to take an R2 action. Eliminates the concealment and all that crap.
Using bats?
Yeah, pretty much. Just every turn.
Elkwood came with a Mac loaded. Let's see if he hits.
Oh, that's cool. And I did. With an 18 on the die on this one.
Oh.
So that is a 42 to hit.
That is a crit.
Beautiful. She is most likely gonna die.
Probably.
67 points of damage.
God dang. Yep, she dies.
Yeah!
You know, that is amazing, but
she's on fire.
you got a point. She is on fire.
She's on fire.
Alright, so
was the fastest I've ever rushed to hit mute, because I started talking and I immediately started to sneeze. hit the mute.
What's the splash damage for the five. Scarlet Triad Poisoner and the Needler?
Five. So five on that one, five on the Needler.
Nice. Yep.
And he's gonna hunt prey to the Needler now.
Okay.
Oh.
And that is it.
Alrighty then. Needler's turn. Needler sees a Benson. Very, very juicy Benson.
Handsome man.
By the way, smoke is now gone. It was only there for a round. So
thank God.
Don't worry about concealment. That is a 41 to hit.
I'll hit.
Okay. 17 points of piercing damage.
Ouchie.
And then...
Liberating Spur!
5 electricity damage.
Oh. So 5 electricity damage, no piercing?
13 off the 17, so 4 damage. But you have, like, damage resistance to piercing or something?
Yeah, armor.
That's sick.
Alright. I thought it was just a slashing. Is it to piercing as well?
Oh, I actually thought it was both. I thought it was a bludgeoning that didn't get counted.
What kind of armor do you have?
It's magical full plate.
Full plate. Should say it on it or something.
What type of armor? Best kind.
Only the best.
You gain resistance to slashing damage equal to 1 plus the armor's potency rune. For heavy armor, so it's 1 or 2 plus the potency rune. So yeah, it's 3 plus 3 against slashing.
All piercing goes through just fine then. Okay.
Not all. Only a little bit. Because he's still liberating Stephanie.
I know that. Yeah. In normal circumstances, if Grimshaw was dead, then all of it would
be. In a perfect world.
Wow. Okay, everybody.
My ideal world is where one of you were dead.
He really wants to unleash the bard, huh, Jake? The people have been wanting a bard for me for years, and Tim, I finally... Here's a secret. Okay, I'm going to tease this.
Okay.
I've been learning an instrument.
Oh.
The piccolo?
John!
The mouth harp?
Calliope, the tin whistle.
I will say, I was doing the... my original idea was to do a kazoo, but I abandoned that.
Please.
Yeah, that would be horrible to the ear.
I realized that I didn't want Mark to kill me.
Yeah, I fucking hate kazoos.
The next time we're at a con, but Mark just goes up and stabs him.
If you played a kazoo playing bard, we would protest.
I don't want my ears ringing all night.
I'll say this. I would protest on the for the listener, not for me. for the listener.
Wow, that's very
good. That's what I do for you listeners.
I'm going with the bongos or the didgeridoo.
What about the rain stick? How's that?
Washboard?
The how's about another syringe?
Or whatever those things are.
another syringe on you, Benson, for 33.
Ah, that misses.
Missed.
Yeah.
Last one. Whiff.
All right. Alrighty.
It comes to Benson's turn.
All right, we're swinging for the fences this turn. shit. 33.
Yeah, that's it.
18 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right.
And I'm assuming this is all going through because it's bludgeoning and adamantine.
Yarp.
It double goes through.
Nope.
Double damage.
20 points of bludgeoning.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
What was the damage on the first one?
17.
17, okay. And then 20 on this one.
And final roll, hard miss with a 2 on the deck.
Man, that's incredible, though. Oh, that's so good.
Benson's killed one of these things already.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
Alright. Poisoner number 2. I think she got hate crossbows for reloading. It's just stupid.
I love them for that.
No,
that's why I will never.
Tracking it is annoying.
Never. I was like, I'll never play it.
Is this one that moved last round to shoot?
Yeah, she had. So yeah, she moved, shot, reloaded. I just tracking them was annoying. Yeah. All right. Can she see? She can see Kesra. Crossbow strike. Squat!
Jake, you don't strike with a crossbow, you shoot.
I hit pretty hard with a natural 20, actually.
Ouch.
Oh no, Kesra.
Did you roll concealment? Or was that?
There's no concealment.
There's no concealment anymore.
Yeah, it's
gone. Sorry, I don't pay attention when it's on my turn.
I know.
Did you roll 5% Jake because I want you to?
Oh, alright. This kind of sucks for you. Memento. You gain a +2 circumstance bonus to all attack rolls until the end of your next turn. You have to spend most of those actions reloading.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wait, end of this turn or end of next
turn?
Oh, okay. Alright, well, is still critical damage, though?
Yep.
Cool.
Who'd you shoot?
I like
me.
Gezer.
Oh,
32 yeah. points of piercing. And a fortitude save, buddy.
Does the crit apply to the poison damage as well?
It does now. No, it does not.
It's going to be a tweener. 28.
Success.
Whoa.
My lowest fortitude save in a long time.
Yeah, that must have been really low, actually. Like a 7 or something.
That is a... Alright, then she's going to reload and shoot again. So it takes time. Shoot again with the map. Whiff. Whiff on that one. And it's your turn, Kesra.
Alright. So, question for the party.
Just do it.
No. So,
he didn't ask the question.
We found a Rod of Wonder.
Yeah.
The Rod of Wonder has since been remastered.
Oh.
Oh.
Because... Huh. And the new one is called the Madcap.
Your tardy overstick.
Madcap.
So top. Rather than a rod, it is a top, and it's a D20 roll. And the stuff that happened is still very random, but it's less chaotic than the Rod of Wonder, which is obviously a D100 roll. Which is like.
May I make a request? In the DPS universe, can we refer to this as the Beyblade of Wonder?
So the Rod of Wonder is awesome because it's insane. There's lots of stuff on there that's just absolutely useless. Right. The Mad Cow top is more. Every roll will feel useful, most of them will. There's a couple in there that are stupid. So I don't know.
I say this as a showrunner. I always try to err on the rule of fun. So obviously, Rod of Wonder pre-remastered. Most chaotic, most fun. Obviously, it's going to be less useful for you, but it's up to you.
I'll do the Rod of Wonder. It's fine.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, if you make the decision now, if you want to have the pre-remaster, yes, that's it. You can't change it to a Beyblade of Wonder later.
Yeah, I'll stick with this thing.
Okay.
All right. It was the Rod of Wonder that I pulled out.
Yes.
So I pointed.
The fandom will never forgive you for shunning the Beyblade.
I know.
I will point it at the poisoner in the middle of all the other poisoners.
Right. You got a nice like Y shape here, yep. So you're just pointing at the center one.
All right, let's see what craziness I got. Ooh, okay, that's an interesting one. What will that be?
Okay, that's interesting, and you don't even know what it is yet.
That's an interesting number. Looks it up. What the fuck?
A golden yellow star appears, and they become invincible?
I got an 80. It says, roll again. The target believes you created the effect of the second roll.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Whoa.
So that means that it didn't actually happen, but they believe that whatever it is, it happened.
Okay, so roll again, and then...
It's essentially an illusion spell.
Yeah. So you're creating illusion of whatever you roll now.
Yeah, Rod of Wonder rocks.
I love this song so much. It's so much fun.
Alright, it's an interesting one.
Just remember, Kel, you chose this.
A 4, which is a darkness spell. So that's an illusion. Gosh. So
that's actually really useful.
So that
works.
That one in the middle believes that the room is in darkness.
Okay, so is there a will save to disbelieve with the 80 roll? No. Does 80 say
no?
Oh, okay.
It's just a AOE spell in an area, unless you have dark vision.
Okay. Yeah. So all of a sudden, all of you see her go.
Oh, they casted darkness.
And you see her looking like she's gonna turn somewhere. Like, yeah.
She's just holding her eyes shut.
Like, oh my god! You're just closing your eyes. Come on.
it's the you remember Talladega Nights with Ricky Bobby?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
I'm on fire.
Help me, Jewish God. Help me, Tom Cruise.
And my last action. All
right.
I will. They're really trying to hurt me, so I guess I'll cast shield. They're coming for me.
Okay. So I'll say this. You cast this on her, and she thinks that the room is dark, so I will say she's effectively blinded.
Whoa.
I mean, makes sense.
I'd like, what else am I supposed to do here? Like, she thinks the room is dark.
Darkness to her.
Yeah.
Fires into the darkness, hits her sister.
So in which case, what she'll do is she'll run south to the gate to try to, like, get out of it.
Right, because darkness has an area.
20
feet.
Yeah,
wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's that whole room.
She'll, yeah, right, exactly. So, I mean, yeah, if I just...
She runs through the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, if I do a 20-foot radius... Or, no, it's a 20-foot radius or diameter?
Because,
I mean, it's pretty much the whole room, regardless, even at the 20-foot, like, burst, but... So, yeah, to her, that's all dark. So she runs out, and she's at the edge, and so she you can see she's, like, trying to look into the darkness, using air quotes. But I don't even think Benson, you can barely see her. It looks like she's trying to, like, look into the, quote, darkness that she thinks is there.
Don't stare into the darkness. If you do it long enough, it stares back.
All right. Poisoner number 4. She's going to try to take a shot at you. And who, you might say, the guy with the rod. That could have been a Beyblade.
Maybe I should have gone with the Beyblade. John's idea was too good.
Alright.
The tech deck of Wish.
I wanted to stay true to the book.
I come up with gold every episode.
Yeah.
It's all right, I won't use it again for like 20 episodes, and by the time I do, Jake will forget that I made my decision.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I'm gonna write it.
I'm the senator, and it got remastered. What do we do?
I'll give the exact same spiel, like, the same voice.
I think I remember this, but I don't sleep enough to have a good memory. So, all right. So she whiffed twice on her two crossbow shots.
At who?
At Kezzer. Oh. Last one. Going to try to do the same thing. I think she... Oh, she shot twice. So she has to reload once, so then she'll only get one shot off this time. And a whiff. Awesome. Grimshaw, your turn.
Oh, wow. It's like a kind of like, you know, my turn. You know, it's kind of like an ethereal sort of thing. Except just trapped behind Benson, you know what I mean? I'm just like in a space where Benson... Or Grimshaw can't be who he needs to be, so instead he's going to be who he has to be. And that is a raising shield and casting Void Warp kind of guy. So he's casting Void Warp on... let's go with the Poisoner to the northwest.
So did you have that weird like teleporty attack?
I have to actually move to the location, and then I snap back as a teleport to my previous location.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I'd have to roll the acrobatics.
Finally found the way around.
Right.
26 on the fortuitous save.
Ooh, that is a failed fortuitous save. It's very fortuitous for me that you failed it. So I'm actually going to grab a bunch of Black Oak Workshop dice that I just have.
There we go. This episode brought to you by Black Oak Workshop.
Uh-huh. Six. I got six. I need a seventh. Give me a seventh. Aww.
Why are you rolling so many?
I'm going to grab a Green Leaf Geeks. Oh, the last one's going to be a Green Leaf Geek one. Hope you're doing well in school.
Wait, why are you grabbing so many?
74.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
A lot of rolling.
Those annoying things to count, too.
Yeah.
18 points of void damage!
Alrighty.
I got a lot of threes and one four. It was sick. That's my turn.
Freaking sick, dude.
Alrighty.
You know, it's a nice change of pace for me, because Grimshaw doesn't really have a chance to cast many spells, so, you know.
Just that's confirming true. This, you did cast Lay on Hands on me?
No. You asked for me to Lay on Hands?
No, I thought you said you did for some reason.
Oh, no.
He was talking about his lot in life right now.
Oh, yes. It was, yes. I was pontificating about Grimshaw's purpose and stuff.
I wasn't listening. Battle.
wait. Kelly doesn't listen. John doesn't listen. Mark, are you listening to my turn?
Yeah. That was a nice kick.
That was the least. That was the least, like, honest I think I've ever heard. You
that
sound.
Was a nice kick.
Yep. No, like, okay. Now it comes to the top of the round, but it's not Elkwood's turn. As a bunch of arrows come flying from all the way down the hallway.
Wait. Oh, the other direction?
No. On the hallway all the way to the east, you guys can barely see.
What?
There are two, what looks to be, snipers.
Oh, shit, these guys.
Gonna be taking shots at you first, Benson.
What?
Gotcha. Oh, crap.
Yeah, that's far.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I mean, I wasn't looking at that. I was looking at their initiative.
What, their initiative?
Yeah, 43. Holy shit.
Yep. Okay, first attack. On you, Benson. 42 to hit.
That hits.
Oh, gosh.
12 points of piercing.
Ouch. Liberating step.
Thank you.
Zero. Second attack. 37 to hit.
Yep, that'll hit.
19 points of piercing.
Ouch.
Jesus Christ.
Last attack. A whiff. Next, Scarlet Triad Sniper. First attack, Benson. A whiff. Second one. Another one. Last attack, 40.
Yep, yeah, that'll hit.
Okay. Another 12 points of piercing damage.
I don't like this.
Kezra casts Drop Dead on Benson.
I'll see you guys next time.
Benson, no! Benson, no! And then he's like, wait a second.
Hey, everybody. I want to check in here. Do you love your GM like you're supposed to? Well, if you do, make sure to give them one of the special DM screens from Misty Mountain Gaming. They are premium quality and amazing design, and you can even get them a special crest to go on the front of it for that little extra flair. Head to mistymountaingaming.com and make sure to use Dragon Punch Squad to get 10% off your entire order for that special love interest in your life. See you in the next episode.